Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGraw. May reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGraw scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1. And the White Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bradford scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clem Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Mike Paul now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul fires to third and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Brown who tags Aparicio for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul. Towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller pinch runs for Luke Klimchuk. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuller moves to second. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Fosse hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. Paul strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann moves to third. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. May reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Bradford goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Gary Kroll now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Lime. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Harrelson scores. Peterson moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Peterson trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Hermann who tags Peterson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. May reaches second base with a double. Bradford goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton now playing third base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 4 in the game. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilovir Alce pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Zoilovir Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Alce takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Verhulst moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.